You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey, before we get to the show, we just want to tell you that support for today's Cooligans is brought to you by Manscaped.
That's
which,
right.
If you don't know, that's it's the best below the waist grooming, dude.
Correct. Yes, I'm very much aware. I've been a Manscaped customer for probably about like a year now.
Which is good, because I think people who've met you and seen how young your face looks assume you don't grow hair down there.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm here to, you know, to like tell, this is really a message to the doubters, okay? This isn't a Manscaped ad. This is
no.
Letting you know I grow hair down there, okay? If anybody was interested, and also stop sending me those messages for those requests, okay?
Right? We're not starting a weird OnlyFans, okay? I certainly do. I'm a very hairy person. And let me tell you something. I'm really happy about this because I have hurt myself pretty bad in the past trying to get rid of the hair down there, which I wouldn't even do if it wasn't for my wife saying, yo, could you do something about this?
Yeah, that's how your wife talks. She's like, yo, look, fam, I'm going to need you to kind of like trim the hedges a little bit, all right? Because it's become a problem.
All right, when you go to the bathroom, it looks like you'd be shaving a teddy bear. So I need you to do something about that. Long hair don't care. You should care, my G. But I have. I kept an old beard trimmer, you know? Mm. And that's what I was using. But it nicked me. It nicked me real bad. I screamed. And I didn't know what to put on it, so I put rubbing alcohol on it. That was a horrific mistake.
Wow. This feels like a kink more than anything. Yeah. I'm like, what? Everything you're doing seems to be the wrong decision. Okay.
I've never pleasured myself better. No, it was horrific. But that's what I use. When I used to shave my face, I used to use rubbing alcohol. Or when I really buzz the beard, the hair on my neck or whatever, I'll use rubbing alcohol because it really closes up your pores. So I was like, well, I'll just use this. This is my aftershave. Let's just say it was a calamity. There was a lot of screaming. The neighbors called the cops. Yeah. It was a lot going on. But that doesn't happen anymore because now I got this Manscaped, which has this really cool sort of guard here that stops, you know, your skin from falling in. And it's got a light.
That's
so now
right.
You can see what's going on down there.
That's right. This is the lawnmower 3.0, and it's
the 3.0, baby.
Okay, it is really great, and it's usually we're not you know, on this show we don't just, you know, talk about testicles and balls and whatever else you want to.
You
call
know
them.
We do.
You know, but it's not the focus. But this
that's a good point.
This is you know, we're dedicating time to make sure that our listeners, you know, dudes who want to take care of themselves down there.
Or ladies, right?
Yeah,
you wanna shave your hoo-ha, you know, or you wanna buzz it down,
okay,
you know?
Yeah, yeah. But I never knew Alexis could reach that pitch. That was quite
only
high.
When I'm talking about that. So, but hey, you know, it's COVID. Maybe you don't want to go to the salon or where do the ladies, you know?
Yeah, look, this is why we need Manscaped, because most men have no idea what goes on down there.
They don't know how
other people do it. They don't know how what we're supposed to do, but pick up, go to manscaped.com and pick up the lawnmower, right? So if you use the promo code gully21, you will receive 20% off and free shipping. And I highly recommend it. With the lawnmower in itself, you can use it in the shower. It has
waterproof.
It's waterproof. You can use it. It has a great LED light for precision, you know? Because even
right.
if you are in a well-lit room, there's certain areas that you can't really see, okay?
Right. Unless you got weird lights on the floor of your bathroom. And then you a freak and you need this joint, you know what I mean?
Okay.
You need to be clean down there.
You're quite prepared. But no, it is it's a great product. Manscaped also has a bunch of different, you know, you can get like a care package that has like...
You get underwear, t-shirts, you can get ball deodorant.
Deodorant, okay.
Did you know that? Ladies, buy this for your manses. You know? Okay. Did you know that your balls shouldn't smell?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Don't put it under in your armpits, okay?
No.
It goes in a different spot, okay?
I actually thought the smell was the appeal. Turns out it is not.
No. The whole pheromone thing has been debunked, okay? So
yeah.
Ignore it. But go to manscaped.com and make sure to use the promo code GULLY21 for 20% off and free shipping. It's a great, great product. And thank you, Manscaped, for supporting today's show.
Yeah, and also, hey, you know, use it on your ass. Come on.
Okay, that's how we end it.
What's going on, guys? Ellie from Copper9E. You might not know who I am, but I've got nothing better to do. So watch the Soccer Cooligans talking all things football, politics, music, culture. Swipe up, click the link, do
that'll
something.
Do, that'll perfect. Do.
Let's go. Welcome.
Straight Wiki. Let's go.
Okay, Nutmeg is, he has been
perturbed more than anything.
He has been disturbed by the intro, but he is chilling. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another Prem Show. We are the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
Let's go. I'm Alexis Guerrero.
All right, we are your favorite stand-up comedians that host the funniest soccer show here on Twitch.
Yep. And it also happens to be the gulliest. Alright.
Okay. I thought you were gonna
check
go...
your scoreboard. thought you I was going for more.
I thought you were gonna do
I
more.
I was letting it sink in, you know.
Yes, we're excited about today's show. Yes, and if you're listening to this podcast, you're missing out on the complete experience because we tape this show live on Twitch every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern time.
With the livest, funniest chat. It's by far the funniest chat.
Correct.
We talking about being wet for the whole year, bro. What other chat?
Yes. Look, you don't even need the context. Just know that there was a lot said before you started hearing what we're saying right now. Okay.
Oh, so whatever you think we said. Yup.
another peek behind the curtain. And look, before we started, we obviously on Twitch, we have the channel points system. If you don't know about Twitch, there's basically a system where you can, the longer you watch, the more points you accrue, and then you have certain perks, little things like that, right? So you can highlight certain messages or things like that. And we have a poll going right now about what the channel points should be called because you can customize them. So right now we have Gully Points, Gully Bucks, MILF Points, and MILF, mm-hmm. If you listen to or watch this show, you know that that is the Major International League Football Points.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the European Super League's official name.
Yeah, exactly. That we also have Bing Bucks. And
okay.
And
then, if you also watch the show, you know Christian loves him his Bing. Don't bring over any of that superior competition.
Okay. I don't care about Boolean searches, all right? I'm going to boo it, all right? I'm more of a Binger, okay? So we have that's going on right now. Please, everyone here on Twitch, continue to vote, continue to participate. And as a reminder, every time you subscribe, it is free if you have Amazon Prime. And every time you subscribe, you get to see Nutmeg. We go to the Nutmeg cam, and after every 10 subs, we toss Nutmeg a treat. Okay.
Also, let's be honest to the audience, right? Christian explained to you guys that Gully Points, Gully Bucks, MILF Points, and Bing Bucks on there, but he forgot something that's on there. Christian forgot to say that your mother's on the poll. Oh,
wow.
Burn.
you tuned in and you're like, oh my God, I didn't realize I was going to get roasted so hard, man.
Why do I even listen to this?
How am I going to continue the rest of my day?
Why so early in the morning?
Downright
making
cheeky.
Two bacon, egg, and cheese.
Downright cheeky with the follow. Thank you so much for joining us. Okay.
I thought you were commenting on the follow.
Oh, that was downright cheeky, though. Okay.
Yeah, I was like, yo, when did you become so British, dude?
This is the Premier League show. We got to start, we got to start switching up the vocabulary a little bit because there's, we have the people across the pond tuning in, and they don't understand these thick Brooklyn accents, okay?
All right. You know what I found out what they call cops in Sunderland?
What?
Busies.
Busies?
Right? I love it. It's because I think it's because they're all up in your business.
Interesting. Well, I think of that. I think of Busy Bone from Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Which is very the antithesis of a police officer.
Hello, everybody. We got a bunch of people in the chat. We got a lot to discuss today. Premier League related subjects, and then a couple other things across Europe. Where should we? Obviously, you see the title in of the stream. Thomas Tuchel got his first. It's been about like 15 hours since he was hired. And they sacked Frank Lampard. We spoke about it on the on the Fubo TV show and on the podcast. Frank Lampard is gone. We've been talking about him the last 3 weeks as he like literally dead man walking. We're just like, all right, when is it?
Literally a day after I said, I think you'll get to the end of the season, he gets fired.
And, you know, to reiterate, I mean, it's like, it's weird that he got canned after a win in the FA Cup. So, I don't know. I don't see the sort of point of that. But look, the main thing.
I think that's because Thomas Tuchel agreed on with his contract. Like, you know, the negotiations were over.
Okay. All right. Oh, just a confirmation. Gully Bucks has won the poll. Okay. So it looks like that's what it's going to be.
I mess with it. I fucks with it.
Yeah, same here. Okay. So congratulations to everyone here in the chat for another, setting what the future of this Twitch stream is going to be. Gully Bucks, I have a feeling, is going to be, an important currency in the future. It might end up being a cryptocurrency in the future as well. So who knows?
Ooh. maybe Reddit will pump it up for us.
Yeah. Before we get into Chelsea, we should talk about GameStop a little bit, mainly because I worked there for about 5 years. Reached the assistant manager position.
Okay, so I hope you kept them stock options, my G.
I don't even remember if GameStop was public when I worked there.
Well, of course it was, right? They had stores. It's not like a private club. I know what you're talking about.
I don't remember. Anyway, regardless, if you've read the news of what's going on at GameStop, their stock, especially during the pandemic, when the pandemic started, was heavily hit, right? It was like $2 or something like that. And now it's currently at like $300 and some odd.
It was $330 last I checked.
Yeah. So the reason this is happening is because there's a subreddit that has basically is like choosing particular stocks to
they're gaming the system.
Yeah, they're raising the price super high. They're buying all these stocks, and this is what I don't understand.
The plan is to short it though.
So what does this do exactly? So
shorting is instead of buying the stock, you're betting that the value will drop.
Okay.
So when you buy a short, you essentially say, I want X, like I'm putting in X amount of money and I think the stock will go down to a certain number.
Got it. Okay.
So shorting, you make a lot of money, right? Like that guy in The Big Short, he shorted the U.S. economy and people were like, no one's going to take you on that, right? Mm-hmm. Who's, because you, we don't list the economy on the stock. Yeah.
Okay. So this is so
it glints to put a MILF's erection.
B Geronyama said Gully Bucks gonna bring down capitalism. Yeah,
let's go.
That's the next thing
for everyone but us. Like Christian and I are gonna be rich though, and so will all of you.
Gold Rocket said this is the best Wall Street soccer show. Yeah, bro,
this is the best Wall-Street soccer show.
But no, I didn't. I wish I would have. Learned about this while I was, selling Game Informer subscriptions and getting people to buy insurance on their used video games. But no, they did not teach me about any of this stuff. So,
well, I'll tell you this: when I was in the corporate world and I made a lot of money, I decided to start play a little bit in the stock market. And just like I do when I bet horses, I shorted one and I purchased another for large amounts. And I was like, I'm gonna be rich. The one I shorted split, which is a good thing, not a bad thing, which means I was wrong. And the one that I bought dropped. So if only I had swapped. I literally picked the two wrong things to happen.
Okay. All right. Look at that. So this is MSNBC with the cool.
Yeah. Welcome to Gully Squawk Box.
All right. Chelsea.
This is a soccer show. Yes. So Thomas Tuchel.
Thomas Tuchel bought a lot of GameStop stock.
Yeah. Right. He's good. He just quit. He doesn't need
it. He doesn't need any more money. He's fine. He played, managed his first game against Wolverhampton. And I watched this game, and this was wildly boring. If you look at the possession stats of this game, Chelsea, do they list it here?
I think I saw 73%.
78.9. 70, nil-nil, 79% possession. Brutal, a game where I don't even understand what, I don't know what the game plan was for Wolves. I feel bad for Wolves because obviously ever since Raul Jimenez was injured.
They're totally different.
They have no striker. They have, which is like, yo, transfer window, get some. I mean, yo, who needed Jordan? You know, Jordan Morris, they needed Jordan Morris more than Swansea did.
Yeah, Swansea tripping. I don't know. they took their mans.
Yeah. Diego Costa, Colo Blanco mentioned that as a possible option. Yeah, they need somebody. They have no one to pass the ball to. What? When have you seen Wolves have 20% possession in a game? What is that? That's not even close to entertaining.
I mean, how long has Thomas Tuchel been? Were the players just not playing for Frank Lampard? Because this is, I mean, granted the fact that, you know, they obviously didn't win, they didn't score much, but where was this for the last multiple weeks? Is this just what happens when you take Mason Mount out of the lineup?
I just want to shout out to Chewy Sauce for the follow.
Hey, shouts to you.
It seemed like they, I mean, look, there wasn't that much creativity, but also credit to Wolves, they were playing wildly defensively. They were just hoping for like a counter, and they did have a couple good chances or possible chances, and they really couldn't make anything of it. But when there is no real interest in possessing the ball or doing anything in the midfield, you know, this is the kind of game you're gonna get. I mean, Wolves look like it's, you know, there's five games left in the season and they're just trying to stay up. That is what the team looks like. They're playing like Brighton. They're playing like Fulham. There's just nothing going on.
It was rough. And Justin Freeberg said Wolves got an American model on their bench. That's right. Odesoe.
Yeah.
Do you know he modeled, I think, Louis Vuitton?
Did he?
In Paris Fashion Week? Yeah, dude.
I didn't know this. All right. This is a step up from, Christian Pulisic.
By the way, Chewy Sauce put, hi, I'm new here. What's this channel about? So thank you for following without knowing what we do. And is this a live podcast or what? It is. It is a live podcast. And Crimson Pizza put, this channel is about MILF stocks.
Okay. And this is the problem where it's difficult to put in the, you know, the whole backstory.
How do you exactly explain?
Also, he's like, he said, MILF stocks, take my money.
I hope he misread that as milk stocks. And he's like, are these commodities traders? Anyone can do it now, apparently.
MILF is the major international league football. Just so that is the new super league that is going to be taking over Europe real soon. Mm-hmm. So just
and let's just say this new league is really hot for its age.
Okay. You said Odesoe did a Louis Vuitton. Was it Louis Vuitton? Because I don't see anything.
It might have been. He might have modeled something else.
Okay, because I'm looking on Bing and I don't see anything.
Well, that could also be. We might have found both the symptom and the potential cure here.
Yeah, I'm looking. I don't see anything. Odesoe runway.
Odesoe model.
His name is Owen Odesoe. Let's see. I'm dying to find this. Oh, Burberry.
Yeah, Burberry. There you go. I mean, come on. I wasn't that far off.
Okay.
It was a different brand I can't afford yet. Still have to buy for my wife on her birthday.
Yeah. I think there was like one. I think I wanted like Burberry cologne once. I'm like, why is it $300 for a little bottle?
Yeah.
I can't find any photos.
Oh, come on. That's because you want Bing. I got like four photos here. I think the reason why I thought is because he wears a lot of Louis. But yeah, he had a...
Is this the one on the white background?
I don't know. There's a bunch of him on the catwalk. You're on Bing, dude. And Bing is superior. But just this is the one place where it falls apart. Isn't looking for just any general search.
No luck. All right. Well, it's not going to pop up on screen. Who's asking? How do you do the Prime sub? All you have to do is link your Amazon Prime account to Twitch. And I'm sure like a quick Google search or Bing search will explain it. It's not too difficult at all. Okay.
I put it in the Slack so you can see it if you wanted to. But all right. So Wolves, they stink. They should have put in the American model at least to seductively walk and confuse and distract the Chelsea players, you know?
Yes. Okay. The fact that it seemed like he wasn't even part of the plan, because all the subs they made were not really to attack anymore.
No.
Yeah.
What if we defend harder?
You know? Look, we spoke about, we've been speaking for weeks about Chelsea and what they're looking like and why they, just not really, you know, why Lampard was sacked to begin with. But now, I mean, what were the changes that Tuchel made? Giroud started the game. Mason Mount sat. There was the midfield of Jorginho, Kovacic, and
Hudson-Odoi looked good. Which
they were playing three at the back. They were playing three at the back.
Is the better that Hudson-Odoi looks worse?
Oh no, four at the back. They had wing backs though. Okay.
Yeah. Is the better that Hudson-Odoi looks, the better he looks, the worse it is for Christian Pulisic?
Oh, is it going to affect? No, I don't think it that's that big. Now,
there's a lot of chatter on Twitter that Hudson-Odoi should start over Pulisic, which he did, right?
Yeah.
And he looked good.
He did look good. I'm not going to say he didn't, but also
Pulisic, Kovacic looked good, which is, again, rare.
Pulisic was on the right, which is that's not where he was playing on the Lampard. So that also, who was on the right? Or
Hakim Ziyech?
No, on the right for Wolves it was Nelson Semedo.
Right.
Who's getting by him? That was when they brought in Pulisic, they moved Odoi to the left, and they put Pulisic on the right, and Hudson-Odoi couldn't get past Semedo, and neither could Pulisic. He's a great defender to do stupid fast. Came from Barcelona. Yeah, he's not getting beat very easily.
He's one of those people that you're running as fast as you can, and he's running next to you going like, what do you want to do after this? And you're just like full flop sweat, breathing heavy.
Yeah. It was I don't know how much to blame Thomas Tuchel here. You
can't blame him. The guy's been there for 15 minutes.
Yeah,
you had
all the ball. You just got there.
Look, you become a stepdad for the first day you move in, and your stepdaughter's like, I think I'm getting my period. That's what happened to Thomas Tuchel. Like,
I'm not equipped to handle this.
You couldn't handle this yesterday or tomorrow.
Board Martin, thank you so much for the sub. I appreciate it very much. Okay. There's Nutmeg, just finding a new position. He's chilling. And the soccer ball is there.
Colo Blanco put the yo, my dudes and dudettes, something gully is happening. Was it just the subscription, or is there a game on right now?
There might be the thing for the watch along.
So, okay.
All good.
Hey everybody, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We just want to bring up with a word from one of our sponsors, us and you.
That's right, Gully Squad. The last, during quarantine, Gully Squad has not only become a dope soccer community, but it's becoming a vital space for my emotional well-being.
Okay? Yes, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have anyone to talk to a lot of the time. And also, I would not know what an apple crisp is.
Okay, yeah, we are. There's so much communication and sharing of food. It's I don't really dwell in that channel too much.
No, you're not allowed to. Your girl can see it on your face that you're looking at food.
She goes through my phone not to look for like texts from other girls. She's like
booty pick, booty pick, booty pick sandwich.
Sam, what is this? How dare you betray me like this?
She's messaging me, home wrecker.
Gully Squad is obviously the Cooligans community of people that are fans of soccer, fans of comedy, fans of food, fans of pizza. It's an opportunity to help support the content that we put out, help us put out more content that we can deliver to the masses, and also get some exclusive content for yourself. So there's a bunch of really cool things going on in there. We have an amazing Slack channel that may or may not exist. Who knows?
Hey, even though we just talked about it.
Exactly. But, you know, it's vague. It's very vague. So you can join at any level. You can join. You can give like $5, $10. You can give more. If you give more, there's more perks involved, like, you know, merch and a pin and stickers and different things like that. So it's if you're a fan of soccer, if you're a fan of comedy, we highly recommend you joining. And it definitely helps the show grow so we can do a bunch of other fun things, you know, in 2021 when we can finally travel, we can be able to go do live shows and do live events and do a lot of other things like that. So
plus you get some really exclusive stuff, like when we release the pins, you get a pin for joining.
That's right.
When we release the pop socket, you got a pop socket for joining, stuff like that. So there's a lot of really good exclusive stuff. It's not just being a part of the you know, Slack channel that may or may not exist, but trust me, that's a dope part of it.
Very much so. So go to soccercooligans.com and click on the Join Gully Squad button now. Okay. Robert Fromelli said, did you hear about the fans who raised over $1,000 to get a Super Frank Lampard banner to hang in the stadium, and it only lasted one game?
It actually stretched across like two sets of seats.
Mm.
So they did the thing where, like, where the gap was is like the text was missing, if you will. Like, it was cut out of the banner, if you will. So it kind of had like a cool look to it. It looked very well designed. But yeah, I mean, every time they shot it, you know, it was in the background and Lampard was in the foreground, clearly knowing he's about to get fired. You know, it was very sad.
Zero KS1 said, is that the Doggy Style album cover? Yes, it is. That is the background.
Shouts to you, Zero KS, Zero KS1.
That you're seeing. Okay. So
I said this a while back, and I don't think so because the points, but is it a possibility now that Wolves maybe get relegated? They're already at 23 points. Fulham, who's in 18th place, is at 13 points. So I can't imagine Fulham, West Brom, and Sheffield, although Sheffield look good today, and we're about to talk about that. I can't imagine all three of them climb, especially Sheffield, who's just so far behind. But
yeah,
if you're a Wolves fan, are you worried?
We'll see how this transfer window goes, right? They get a striker. I think that there's a big difference. It's just like they're not playing the style of football we're even used to seeing, right? Like,
is it just because Raul Jimenez is out? I mean,
it has to be someone. Who is their backup striker? Did they even have one? The kid with the hair.
He's got like the curly hair. I can't remember his name right now. Just go back to the lineup.
I don't know. I'm a VFN says, oh, Sheffield. Yeah, we'll talk about them. I didn't watch this game because I was watching the Everton game. It was on at the same time. But yeah, should we? All right. So look, we have to wait maybe a couple more weeks to really.
Oh, God. They also lost to West Brom. I forgot about that. Is not a good
one. Who's they? Wolves?
Fabio Silva is the name of the striker. He's a kid. He's like 17 years old. And yes, Wolves.
Okay.
Wolves lost.
We have to wait a couple more weeks, I think, to really judge Thomas Tuchel and see what, you know, how Chelsea is doing. You know, in general,
you are aware we're talking about the English league, right? You think they wait to judge?
The interesting thing was, even at halftime, you saw, I don't know, smiles on the faces of the Chelsea players. I don't know what that means necessarily, but we also did see like players like Ben Chilwell, Mason Mount, so many players showing, you know, tweeting and saying how much they respected Frank Lampard and thanking him for giving him, you know, giving them the opportunity. Mason Mount is one of them. Obviously, he's like the darling of Frank Lampard.
I thought it was a little disrespectful what he put on Instagram because he was like, please take me with you. They don't like me here.
Daddy,
it's not the same. I don't like it no more.
No, man. So we'll see. Chelsea didn't look terrible, but you know, they have to figure out stuff with the offense. When it came time to look, we saw Kai Havertz. He didn't really look any better. Timo Werner did not play. So still a lot of issues if Chelsea want to be, you know.
I wonder what's going to happen with Timo Werner. I mean, I could imagine him going back to, I could see him either trying to be sold, and I don't know if, I'm sure some, you know, Bundesliga team will want to buy him, maybe like a Bayern or something, but I can't imagine another Premier League club wants to take a chance on the guy.
I don't know. I mean, why wouldn't they?
because he stunk it up in the Premier League already. You know, you kind of have enough of a sample size at this point.
They paid so much for him.
So then Chelsea's probably going to keep him and just hope he works out next season.
Okay. Crimson Pizza says Silva is super young, though, and I think they expected more time for him to get up and running. Okay, Fabio Silva.
He's 17. And I think who was it? Someone said he played,
at Benfica before being transferred to Wolves.
Justin Freeburg also coming in with his own data. A little bit of a statistician. He said, Silva's too goddamn pretty to be in soccer. Kid needs a beard or something.
I don't know what he looks like. Let's see, because
he looks like a surfer. He looks like a West Coast surfer.
Yes. Now I remember this kid.
Bing pulled it up, huh?
Bing got it this time. Who we got to follow from? John Trowbridge.
Thank you.
Do you know Johnny John Trowbridge? He's a comedian, UCB.
That's right.
Alum. Shouts to John Trowbridge.
Did he ever play on Cooligans?
No, he doesn't play soccer to my knowledge, but he's actually great at basketball. I played basketball with him, the Duke and Ball.
Nice.
Okay, shout out to John Everett Trowbridge.
I don't know if you know this, but we have an exclamation point Bing now, which is Bing it, Christian, forget Google. So shouts to us.
Okay, we're trying to help out, you know, that tiny company, Microsoft, you know? They need all the help they can get.
Really struggling in the fourth quarter last year. Do you think Tuchel could get more out of Werner since he had the Bundesliga experience? He has to be familiar with him. That's from Crimson Pizza. And I do, actually. And honestly, I think Tuchel would have been the hire anyway. But I think what pushed him over the edge, or at least what made him even more desirable, is that he is a Bundesliga guy. And if you look at it, Hakim Ziyech, you got Christian Pulisic, and you got Timo Werner, all Bundesliga products. So
Ziyech did not come from Bundesliga. He came from
Havertz.
Yes, Havertz. Okay.
Yeah.
Ziyech came Havertz from Ajax.
Right. Again, Bundesliga. That's what I was talking about, Christian. I don't know what you're talking about. Why would you disrespect me like that on my own show? Kai Havertz, right? Who am I talking about? Three of the people.
Yes.
Forget it. I'm not doing it.
They're German dudes. They can speak to him in German. Yes.
But not just that. He kind of understands them. He knows what they've been through. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I do agree with you. I do think that is a product of why Thomas Tuchel is such a significant hire for them.
It does feel a little strange. Like, you know, I don't know how much influence Frank Lampard had in signing the players he wanted to sign. Because they were like, all right, let's go. This is my point. Like, he gets all these German players, the German stars. And then they're like, you know what? You're British. You don't really understand these German kids. So let's bring in a German guy to really connect with these young men. It feels a little bit like, you know, they use Frank Lampard to sign these players and then replace them with the manager that they feel that they, you know, can connect or relate to the players. I still have the opinion. I think they shouldn't have let Lampard go. Not at least not yet. I don't think things were bad enough to let him go, and I don't think Thomas Tuchel is going to fix their problems.
I agree with you that it probably was a little early to let him go, but that's the Chelsea way. I completely disagree with you that Thomas Tuchel can't fix it, because I think, if anything, he proved in the first half they had 433 passes or something crazy like that. Like, I think he's fixed some of the issues already.
Passes don't win games, bro.
It's, hey, come on, the guy had 5 minutes to get the team going, you know?
So we'll see what happens. All right, who's next? Who do we want to discuss? Should we talk about, Everton? Let's talk about Arsenal.
Martin Ødegaard.
Is that how it's pronounced? Can everybody confirm that?
Did you see the video on Twitter?
I did not.
He goes, hi, my name is Martin Ødegaard, but you can pronounce me Martin Ødegaard. He said it. It was like endearing, though. He said it like with a smile.
Was this from the Arsenal's?
Yeah, this is on Arsenal. It's very short if you want to play it. It's just him looking straight at the camera. Here, do you have it?
Yes, I found it. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go. All right, so let's see how Martin Ødegaard pronounces his name, okay?
Hi, my name is Martin Ødegaard, but you can call me Martin Ødegaard.
Okay.
Ødegaard.
That was actually difficult.
His mouth transformed. I'm pretty sure he said, he's like, my name is Martin Ødegaard, but you could go ahead and pronounce me Martin Ødegaard. Because
words felt like one word, you know? It was just one long word.
That's a 38 syllable word you just said, my friend. But I think what he realized,
thank you for the follow. Appreciate it.
Shouts to you. I think he realized, like, hey, I've heard these British people talk. They mouths don't move like this. There's too much sauce, you know? It's like trying to teach.
I'm just going to.
Judd on the bench said, Martin Ødegaard. You're probably closer to the real name pronunciation than saying Ødegaard.
That's what would happen if, like, Ødegaard, like, got to Ellis Island. You'd be like, okay, you're just Ødegaard. That's it.
Yeah.
Just deal with it.
Welcome, Martin Netherlands or Martin Holland.
Okay, I'm going to play it again just so people hear it, because you see my reaction to it, because it is difficult to sort of pick up, even if you're listening intently. Okay, here it goes.
Hi, my name is Martin Ødegaard, but you can call me Martin Ødegaard.
Ødegaard.
he ends it with a Y. Ødegaard.
Let me play it again.
My name is Martin Ødegaard, but you can call me Martin Ødegaard.
There's an RD at the end. I'm like, what?
I don't hear that.
He goes, Justin Fieber said, nah, fam, your name is Martin Ødegaard.
Are you sure?
Yeah, we go. Alexis, to a certain degree, I am, yes.
Instead of Martin, can we change it to Mitchum Ødegaard?
Oh, my God.
Glenster said it's a soft D. Are we talking about the MILF again? The MILF League? This show has completely collapsed. If you're listening to this, you're wondering why.
Oh, my goodness. So, look, he is on loan, right, from Real Madrid. Hopefully he helps improve, how the team is doing. They are playing
Speaking of his pronunciation, there's a guy I watch, and I can't remember his name. I think he's a writer for The Athletic, or maybe not The Athletic. He's a reporter that follows Arsenal, and he does these, like, news updates on YouTube, and it's literally him in his living room with his kids playing in the background. But he pronounces it Martin Ødegaard. That's how hard it is for British people to pronounce anything that's even slightly outside of their regional dialect.
Well, he has his name has like the O with the cross through it, right?
Yeah.
Last Captain X, thank you for the sub. Appreciate it very much. Let's see how Nutmeg is doing.
Did he move? Did Nutmeg move?
He's chilling. He's using the, we got him like a little, that like cloth kind of thing to, that like, so he could chew on it, but he uses it as a pillow. So he's doing great.
Yeah. That's the most body I've seen on that bed. So he's growing up. He's becoming an adult.
Yes. So he has the O with the slash through it, you know?
Which is right? Isn't it with the umlauts is This is
What is this? This show is just going nuts, bro.
We ain't built for this.
This is a Norwegian Duolingo session, okay?
Bruh, why y'all still speak this language? I ain't even tripping. Nobody else does. It's like 2 million of you.
You all speak English already. Yo, man, I mean, I'm trying to respect your culture, but there's no way you enjoy this, you know?
Right, you can't be having fun doing it. It's honestly, I think your tongue hurts.
Perfect Tommy gifting a sub. Thank you to 0KS1. We appreciate it very much. Another thing I forgot to mention. I mentioned this at the top. We should start doing, this is another thing that Twitch offers, VIP. You can assign VIP followers. And you have a certain number, and they have certain perks. But I think one of the VIPs has to be Perfect Tommy. He's gifted 23 subs. So I well earned to for the VIP badge. So perfect, Tommy. You've been, you are on notice. You are now a VIP.
That's amazing. And if anybody else needs to be my VIP, wants to be a VIP, Cola Blanca, put up my Venmo.
The V in VIP is Venmo. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah. Venmo an important person. That would be me.
Okay. So the so Arsenal did win their game. I also just wanted to mention Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang did not play in this game. And he put out a there's been a lot going on with Aubameyang.
Well, they said it was personal issues that he wasn't like a part of the club. Some people thought maybe it was some type of injury. People weren't sure, but then it came out that he went to go stay with his family. So people were worried, and it turns out.
Hold on, I know this is very serious, but Nick Lay just put VILF.
and Justin Freeberg put, gotta get them VILF bucks. You know me, I'm trying to get them VILF bucks, bro. So go ahead, put up my Venmo. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, I said the whole name so that we could separate from that last comment. he turns out his mother is the reason he went back home, and she's doing better. So we can assume she was sick. Yeah, there's the message. Hey guys, thank you so much for all the messages and calls over the last few days. My mother is going through some health issues and I had to be there for her. She's already much better now and I will be back home tonight. I'm more than grateful for the doctors and nurses keeping her, helping her get through this. And of course, thanks to my Arsenal fan for the love yesterday. I'm more determined than ever to keep our momentum going. Nice to see that. Thank you all again. I really am beyond blessed to receive this level of support and love from all of you, and I can't wait to be back. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang with the Lightning.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Whatever it is, it must have been gut-wrenching for him.
Yeah.
You know how much just him getting two goals and feeling like he's somewhat back, and then something like this happens. It had to be big for him to sort of walk away from the team for a little bit, and I'm glad that the team is supporting him. And I'm glad that he'll be back for the game against United because we don't need him.
Yeah.
We're ninth place as of right now, if I'm not mistaken.
Let me look at the table. Where is Arsenal right now? Ninth. Okay.
Let's go, baby. 30 points. We're 3 points away from Tottenham. Let's go.
And
we're
Everton.
4 points away from Liverpool. No, we ain't talking about Everton. I ain't worried about everything. I am 4 points away from Liverpool. You know how crazy that is?
Look, it's been a weird season. Also, I mean, if you look at this table, you're also seeing, Tottenham and Everton have two games in hand. Aston Villa as well.
I'm not seeing that because I'm not looking at it, Christian.
They're, but look, also, we also didn't expect this, right? Manchester City in first. Manchester United was there for a moment, and they could have done that today and they to get back in first, and they did not. Speaking of Arsenal, who did they play game? Southampton, and they looked pretty good in this game. So.
After losing to Southampton in the FA Cup. Right. Which, you know, really is our competition, but it's kind of nice in a way, and I'm sure I'll be biting myself in the ass for saying this later when we don't win any silverware this season. It is kind of nice to not have to have that additional competition right now and to be able to refocus on the sort of resurgence. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It seems like Arsenal's somewhat back. In fact, after Burnley having scored three goals against Liverpool they scored three goals against? Arsenal are now, in the top three defenses in the league, which is just insane. I put the tweet in the Slack. Following Burnley's three goals this evening, Burn Leno and Arsenal now have the third best defensive record in the Premier League this season.
What do you think is made? What's been the difference as far as defensively? Who is it? It's Gabriel. Who's playing at center back?
Gabriel Magalhães.
Yeah.
I think it's been incredible, but I think really the reason is the work of Elneny and the work of Thomas Partey now that he's back, sort of shoring up that front. Yeah. And honestly, it all kind of started with Pablo Mari. And I know he's like considered a backup, but ever since Saliba, obviously the switch to a 4-2-3-1, yes, Jay DiRippo, 100%. It helps solidify stuff. And the only reason they went with three at the back or five at the back was because of David Luiz. So really getting David Luiz out of there has probably been a big help, although he was there last match. But when you look at Mari came in and stepped up to the point where people were questioning whether they could even replace him. Like, all right, maybe Holding doesn't get his job back, you know? Maybe Gabrielle, we'll have to figure out what the new pairing is. Yeah. And I think whenever you have that level of competition, that's good.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, look, you can't argue with, last five games I see here, it's been unbeaten, but 4 wins and 1 draw. Given how the season started and you know, all the Arteta out and then people just losing their minds, Arsenal fans, you follow too many Arsenal fans because when they're losing, your feed is just going crazy, okay?
There's also no way to not follow too many Arsenal fans because when it goes bad, it's fun to watch.
Yeah.
And saying it's like, as an Arsenal fan,
look,
I get it.
And I'm an Everton fan, but my timeline is pretty quiet. Even when Everton are doing well or they're losing, there's just there aren't as many boisterous and loud Everton fans out there. I feel like Everton fans are a little bit they keep the banter to the WhatsApp group, you know?
They keep it in house. How is your WhatsApp group? Is it popping? Your English comedians that are Everton fans WhatsApp group?
Yeah, it's fun. There's a lot of Pink Floyd with the sub. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pink Floyd 95.
Let's go to
how does somebody born in 95 know anything about Pink Floyd?
Who knows what the 95 could be related to? Anyway, the
Burnsley, yes, thank you, Jay Freeberg, Justin Freeberg. I mean, yeah, Burnsley, very good team, you know, once they scored those 3 goals.
Yeah, so the WhatsApp group has been great. I mean, this is what I notice about being, and this is all, it's all English comedians. I'm the only American involved in this WhatsApp group. And I'm starting to see there's cultural things that I, you know, sometimes they talk about stuff and I just like don't know what they're talking about. Like,
are they talking a lot about Jaffa cakes or something?
It's just they could be, or it might be like, oh, I hate this announcer from BT Sport, and I'm like, all right, oh sure, okay. Yeah. Don't know what you're talking about.
Good for you, good use of your time.
But the one thing that is, I think, I'm not connected to as an Everton fan for sure is they hate Liverpool with a passion that I'm not even, I can't even really understand. As an American fan of a Premier League team, even with Arsenal and Tottenham, when you meet another Tottenham fan that is American, you can like, there's banter, there's jokes or whatever, but it is, I'm talking to these British dudes and it's like, they're like, why are they so angry at Jurgen Klopp? What did he do to them?
Damn, you know him personally, though?
Were they?
Jen on the bench, but talking about busies?
they have a whole, there's a whole culture of like memes about the Reds or shit and like the cop, like, I'm like, what is going on? What, I can't even contribute because I'm like, I don't even want to make it seem like I'm pretending to be angry. Like, I just take the losses to Liverpool, and I'm like, all right, they did what they did again.
You're like that one Crip member who's like, yeah, we hate the Bloods. Anyway, can we talk about making money? My favorite part about, we were just in Nutmeg Cam, for those of you who are listening and can't see that. Nutmeg is asleep, and he couldn't be bothered by his owner's conversation. It is actually quite entertaining to watch. That he's just like, could you shut up, Dad? Your boy trying to sleep.
It's interesting because, you know, when he was first appearing on these streams, he was like very startled by everything. And now he's just like, I care less how Everton or Arsenal are doing, you know?
Yeah, no, I get it. It's cute. He yip yaps on the microphone and that's how we get to keep our apartment.
Let's talk about Everton real quick. Everton did play against, who did they play today? Why am I forgetting? Leicester and 1-1. And we look,
which is a big draw for Everton.
Yeah, and we have to take a look at the goal, I think, because James Rodriguez scores. The Tofiteros are crushing it with, I mean, it's just a great, beautiful, beautiful goal from James.
You know, I love how defenders want to put him on his weak foot, and he's like, you want me to score a worldie with this joint?
Let's take a quick. This is James scoring against Leicester.
Wow.
Just
class.
Beautiful.
That is class all over.
James, you give him too much space, and that's what he's capable of doing. Let me see. I can look for the video for the clip of Jordan Pickford. The goal that Jordan Pickford gave up is just...
This is a real Everton fan. Just angry. He wants to talk about the mistakes that were made. You drew against one of the top clubs in the league.
It's just an absolute nightmare. I don't know. I can't find the clip, but I believe it Tielemann from Leicester took a shot, and it went through a couple people. But bro, it just Jordan, what are you doing, man? Just like he dives and gets a hand on the ball, but it just trickles right in. Like it's just. You're frustrated with, like, you know, the positioning, or it's just like you have a spectacular goal from James Rodriguez, and you can't, you know, it should have been 3 points, and because of that, like, dumb mistake, you miss out on those 2 points. Like, they had essentially three games in hand. If they would have, they win all three, they could be in first again. You know what I mean? Like, anything is possible. So frustrating, so frustrating from Jordan Pickford.
Everyone in here is talking about Twitch Sports coming in here to yell at us. Is Twitch Sports in here?
Hello,
Twitch. Did we mess up again?
Hello, Twitch Sports. So frustrating.
So talk to me about Everton then, because you've had how many? 18 games played, right? Yeah.
So look, one thing, they won the FA Cup round, and they're playing Tottenham next.
Last five is three wins, a loss, and a draw just in the Premier League, which is not bad.
Yeah, they have been pretty good the last couple of weeks. And this is without Alan, who's been injured. But they pretty much have everybody, outside
also,
of him.
Also, Gomez, beautiful. Gomez, beautiful pass.
Yeah, played well today. He is... but this game was weird in general. Everton looked like Wolves. They had... look, if you look at the possession stats as well, I think it was like pretty crazy. 65-35, but in like halftime it was like 70-20 or 80-20. So I don't know. It was just frustrating overall. I think it could have been 3 points. You know, Jamie Vardy didn't play. This could have been a big opportunity for Everton. I think they let 2 points slip away. How did the English Gilfie do? Who's the English Gilfie?
Isn't that just Gilfie?
he's from Iceland.
Yeah, I know, but still, I mean, at this point.
So what
else? Let's talk about Yedlin, because I didn't realize this, but who put this? Someone put this in the chat. Oh yeah, 0KS1, but have you guys seen that Galatasaray are interested in Newcastle's Yedlin? And I looked this up. They apparently, the rumor is, this hasn't been confirmed, but the Turkish giants Galatasaray put in a 3.5-year deal for Yedlin. I don't think there's a number attached to it, so we don't know what the value they've put him at. But they basically... So he's 27, so they're going to sign him. Oh, no. Yedlin cost Newcastle $5 million. It remains to be seen if Yedlin, who cost Newcastle a reported £5 million, will accept Gala's offer, but it would be no surprise at this point if he departed. Yeah, so there's no... I mean, he leaves on a free after this season. I know his preference has been to re-sign... for St. James Park, obviously, for Newcastle. But I don't think they want him, right? Even though he's played well the last few matches. But Galatasaray, 3.5-year deal. That's a big club, right? It's a big club in Turkey.
Isn't Tyler Boyd there? Where is he?
I'm not sure.
Oh, he might be at Besiktas. I don't know where he is. Anyway, English Gilfie is Tom Davies.
So hilarious. Justin Freeberg.
Thank you for it. I forgot. Apologies. There's too much to keep up with this show. Tom Davies did okay. He did okay. He did a couple of mistakes here and there, but nothing crazy. He defensively did what he was hired to do. There's a couple. Jay Durepa said Brian Reynolds headed to Roma. Tune in tomorrow as we on either the Fubo TV show or listen to the podcast on Friday. We have Tom Bogert of MLSsoccer.com, and he gives us a ton of details on that that possible move for Brian Reynolds. So yeah, we'll have a lot more on that. The Zero KS1 said Galatasaray is greater than Newcastle, and he can play in Champions League too.
That's the thing, right? So he's going to get a chance to play in Champions League. So it's almost worth it to make that deal. And Newcastle are not going to get relegated, I don't think, but they're probably going to get a new manager, right? And it looks like Rafa Benitez might come back. Did you hear about that?
I did hear about that, but that's been like rumored for a long time, right?
What a love affair.
Why did he leave? What was the issue?
He got them promoted. Remember, he managed them in the championship.
Yeah, yeah.
He got them promoted, and then, I don't know, I guess they didn't give him the players he wanted. I'm not exactly sure.
I think that's what it was. He wanted the Sheik or whatever to buy out the team so that they could have more resources. And then when that wasn't going to happen, I think he was like, all right, I'm done. That's vaguely how I remember it. But you mentioned there was something I wanted to bring up. You mentioned Newcastle. Miguel Almirón scores another goal, and also Jack Harrison scores. And that was a great game. Leeds won this game 2-1. But what a goal from Jack Harrison. Did you see this?
Twitch Sports is in here before you show this. I did see that.
Okay. You could show a clip on Twitter, right? That's not a big deal. I hope so.
Let's find out. We're about to find out. Let us know if we go mute.
Twitch Sports, let us know. Okay.
Look away from the screen real quick. Twitch Sports, I think I hear your phone ring.
Your rotary phone, I hear it. Get to it.
The phone booth on the corner, go.
Okay, this is, look, we also, Jack Harrison is our dear, dear friend. There must be some, legal
he
loophole.
He said we could show this.
Okay. So let's
go. No, not Twitch Sports. Jack
Twitch, Harrison. Okay. Okay, so this is just beautiful goal.
The walk away, the smooth. All right, cut, Christian. God damn it. he's just leaving it on there, like trying to get us all wrapped up here, trying to get caught up. The smooth walk away of like, yeah, I scored. What's the big deal?
Well, you know,
I love it.
I want to talk about that because he did miss a pretty good chance. He was trying to volley a ball earlier, and he just like kind of shanked it. And but this, I forgot what time this goal was scored exactly, but the Leeds players looked tired. They looked gassed. They were like, this
how
one-
are they going to do an entire season of this again? Human body's not built to play
the way
they
want to play. I was
watching
this game and I'm like, I want Jack Harrison to get all the minutes. I want to play a whole bunch, but towards the end of this game, that second half, I'm like, yo, like Bielsa, take this kid out. Like he's a little, all right, he's a little pooped, you know, give him a break. He's doing his best. And then he scores this goal. And this is what it felt like. It looked like he was like, oh my God, hopefully they can take me out now. Like I'm done.
He's like, could we just get like five, you know, smoke break? I don't care what you need to call it.
Oh man, but no, beautiful, beautiful goal. So happy for
I just put this tweet in the Slack if you want to look at it. So Eric Winalda, right, American legend, he tweeted this. He goes, again, can somebody explain why Jack Harrison is not getting attention? 18 games, 4 goals, 4 assists. Pulisic, 12 games, 1 goal, 0 assist. And his manager just got fired. Just curious.
And then there are people saying like attention from who? What are you talking about?
Also, Jack Harrison isn't an American player, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's just because they both came from MLS.
Yeah, this feels like those when people tweet out, how come the media ain't talking about? And it's like, but they retweet an article talking about exactly that.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
You wanted how much more attention does he need? He's doing great. I mean, we're talking about him all the time. Eric Winalda's clearly not tuning into the Prem Show every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Okay,
because if he did, he would understand. You know what I mean?
Why the comparison to Pulisic? It really, there is
because they both came from MLS. It's the only reason because they don't play
Pulisic
for the same
nation.
Pulisic
came from MLS.
You know what I mean? They both, well, I guess that's a good point. Shit. The whiskey's talking.
There's literally no reason to compare these two players. I don't know what.
They both have a connection to America?
They both seen America on a map, so, you know.
Yeah. The Great Atlantic Northeast, I believe is what you're talking about.
So I don't know what he's exactly mad about. Look, the tweet, you could just revise the tweet by saying, yo, Jack Harrison is great. Maybe he should be, getting looks at from the senior team from England. That's a better tweet. You know, why isn't he getting attention from Gareth Southgate?
Actually, Jay DiRippo actually has a great point. Maybe it's because Jack went to prep school in the U.S. while Christian Pulisic went to Europe. So maybe he's trying to make the point that maybe going to Europe early isn't necessarily best thing.
I'm not going
to
presume that Eric Winalda is going to make that nuanced of a point, okay? I don't think what he's doing.
You know what? You know, before he ever does our show, never again, the thoughts expressed by Christian are not those of Alexis. And feel free to put my Venmo up. Yeah.
Okay. Direct all bill to Alexis. look, he could have made that point if you wanted to make that point, but he's making the point about attention. And I don't know exactly what that means. And what he's...
I will say the American media does talk more about Christian Pulisic, but for a reason. He plays for this country, and he was born here. So there's more at stake. There's almost no reason to still talk about Jack Harrison. We do it only because we named a burger after him, so we feel like he's our son, you know?
Yes, we have a much deeper connection. So I don't know. Look, but Jack is thriving. We're hoping he does the show. That's really, we did a live event with him before. If anybody is watching this or listening to this, we have it on YouTube, our interview. We did a live podcast with Jack Harrison when he was at NYCFC. Feel free to check that out. It's actually really, really fun. And we named the burger after him, and we gave everybody in the audience, burgers. And it was one of the most fun things we've ever done.
It was great. And in fact, one of my favorite memories of that was me getting the best burger in New York City at the time to confirm that they would bring their burger truck. They switched from a truck to a restaurant. They would bring their burger truck out of retirement and bring it to the place, and everyone would get free burgers. I mean, this was like beyond my wildest dreams. Yeah. I thought we would get the burger and get a discount and people could go buy a burger. He's like, no, I'm going to feed everybody. He made like 50 burgers and it made like 200. People were taking 3 or 4 burgers home.
Yeah, yeah.
It was an amazing event. When that got confirmed, I called Christian. I was like, yo, I used every food like link up I could and got this dude to say yes. And he not only would make a chili burger, which he promised he never would, but he would do it and he's going to give him one for free. And Christian's like, yeah, I don't care. Did we get burgers or not? And I'm like, no, Christian, you can't be this way.
Yeah, he's like, you know, the burger guy is going to call in the favor 8 years from now, and it's going to be bad, all right? You're going to have to help me move a body for these burgers.
I mean, if you know the guy I'm talking about, that might be an option.
Shaxa asked, was it called the Monterey Jack Harrison Burger?
Come on. We got to have, can we get a boo emoji?
Emote, okay.
Knowing I'll probably get the boo emote more than anyone.
Okay, I think that's about it, unless there's anything else you think we should discuss.
I think Jack Harrison doesn't qualify for the men's national team because he wasn't here for 5 straight years. He was only here for 4.
Yeah, he hasn't been here long enough. We did actually talk to him about, you know, possibly playing for the U.S. men's national team. But he did make a point saying his dream was to play for England. And he has done it at the U-20s, U-21s. And it would be – I'm going to cry when he plays for the senior team. I mean, it'll just be so cool.
I honestly think he deserves – whatever their version of the January camp is, he deserves that call-up.
Sure. Sure.
He's played really well, and if you follow Eric Winalda, he should be talked about more.
We obviously wish him the best. Okay. The only other thing left in the Slack that I saw was David Moyes getting...
Well, hold on. Before we do that, I do want to say that I was right. You condescendingly, when I said, yo, Thomas Tuchel is in, so good for Christian Pulisic, bad for finally we get no more Mason Mount. You condescendingly said they don't play the same position, Alexis. And I was like, they don't need to for Thomas Tuchel to be like, you ain't ready for the prime time, my G. Hit the pine.
But Mason Mount did play in this game.
Yeah, but he started on the bench, not in the first 11.
He's probably going to start on.
I was right.
In the weekend because it was
even if he sit down for one game, I was right, Christian. That's what matters.
They're going to play together again. Don't worry about it.
I'm sure they will. But Mason Mount, you need to work on your shit, my G. Your dad ain't here no more.
He, you know, in my opinion, he's not the problem at Chelsea. Could they use someone a little bit more creative? Mason Mount is maybe not the best passer in the world, but I don't think they're
I wouldn't put the problems on him.
Pulisic's career and Mason Mount's career are not heavily linked, in my opinion, as far as like who, you know, both of them finding some success. Anyway, and David Moyes at West Ham. This is probably one of the biggest surprises.
I'm being called the dub, by the way. Robert from LA and Justin Freeberg.
The West Ham United in fourth place. They're at 35 points. West Ham United have found form. They're winning games, not super flashy. They're not doing anything. I mean,
the West Ham of old would have dropped points on some of these matches.
They are they're doing what they need to do. And David Moyes, it was announced that he's going to get a new contract at the end of the season. You know, David Moyes has been the guy, you know, similar to like Sam Allardyce. They bring him in. He knows the league. Blah blah blah. You know, you always have those guys, but it looks like he's finding a home at West Ham, and he's doing all right.
Is David Moyes a good coach again?
I don't know. It's weird because I don't really know. I don't know necessarily the coaching style, or I don't watch West Ham enough to be like to know exactly what their like strengths are or you know, their focus is. But you don't get to fourth place accidentally, right?
You're right. And if you look at some of the clubs that they've beaten, I'm not going to go through their entire, but the last few are, you know, again, like you said, not the most significant, but they beat Crystal Palace, which is, if you were to ask, I would say those two clubs are comparable, right? Yeah. They beat West Brom. West Brom is trash. They beat Burnley. A lot of people aren't beating Burnley these days. They beat Everton. All right. You know that fairly well. They drew to Southampton, which is a very good club. I mean, when you look at the way the team is structured. So David Moyes was great when he was at Everton, right? Mm-hmm. And then he goes to Manchester United, which a lot of people say he didn't even want the job, but he felt like he had to take it. You know what I mean? Because it was Manchester United. And he was sort of knighted by Sir Alex Ferguson as the next in line, and everything's going to be fine. He's going to keep it going. Now look at him. He's in a club where he doesn't have the pressure, right? He doesn't have to, you know, he was at Real Sociedad for like a little bit, you know, I can't even imagine him trying to speak Spanish, right? So he's back in England. He's at a club where they're the highest ranked London club in the Premier League, which is wild to think of.
Sure.
But you're at a club where you don't have the wild expectations and you don't have superstars. And is that it? Is that why people will follow his style of play? Because you don't have people saying like, you know, like I can't do that. I'm too big for that. Or I don't run. I don't track back. And you know what I mean? Like he has a bunch of like fucking hard workers at this club.
Again, if I watched more West Ham, I think I would have a stronger opinion. I think the one thing I was watching during one of the halftime breaks of the Everton game, they did talk about Polish players. That was like one of the things. And Lukasz Fabianski, who used to be at Arsenal,
mm-hmm.
I'm looking 19 appearances and 6 clean sheets again. So defensively, they're playing pretty well, and he's probably a big reason. For that. So, they were just talking him up, and I'm like, oh yeah, Fabianski has been pretty good this season. He's been like sneakily good this season where you're not, West Ham usually is not getting a lot of attention. Eric Wijnaldum's always saying like, how come West Ham is not getting the attention it really deserves? So the main thing I think so defensively they're doing what they got to do, and the fact that they're scoring a couple goals here and there. Who was the other dude?
Who's the biggest name On West Ham.
The defensive mid that keeps scoring, Soe Shagu. Thank you so much for the follow.
Thank you so much.
Thomas Suchek.
Suchek is playing well, but that's not your biggest name. Cresswell is your biggest name?
No, Mikel Antonio is the main dude.
I mean, but he's just scoring the most goals, but I wouldn't say he's your biggest.
Thomas Suchek is scoring the most goals.
Well, you know what I mean. He's your forward, so you expect him to score.
But this dude is the defensive mid, and he's leading the team with 7 goals.
That's just because of the way they play, though. Like, who's the biggest name? Who's your marquee name? Declan Rice, Jimmy Conrad just said. Hey, Jimmy Conrad. Declan Rice is your fucking marquee name? Bruh, you belong in the championship.
It's tough to
Lanzini?
Say.
Lanzini? Who's your big name?
Cotter QB, thank you so much for the follow. Kyle Prime Video, thank you so much for the host as well. They don't have the superstar name per se.
And I think that's the point I'm making is I think that's why Sir David Moyes, Jimmy Connor said, that's why David Moyes, Jimmy, what are your thoughts on this? I think it's the fact that there's no superstars on this team. That's why David Moyes is doing well. David Moyes right now, is David Moyes a good manager?
He doesn't have to deal with egos.
Yes. Aaron Cresswell, Declan Rice, and Mikel Antonio, and Manuel Lanzini. Those are your biggest names? They're going to listen to you. Yarmolenko? Yeah.
He hits him. Moyes hits him with the, do you know who I am? Okay. And they listen. They listen up. A lot of vets, you know, Mark Noble, you know, they just have those like solid English lads.
Obana, names you've heard before.
They have those lads, you know, that just do the work. They do the dirty work. They're not here. You know,
they got a motherfucker named Vladimir Kufel.
What's wrong with that name? What is
it? I'm scared already. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. But Declan Rice, and Declan Rice is only a big name because he's played for the English national team, right?
Only? Not, he hasn't done anything to justify a starting spot on a Premier League team.
Did Jimmy answer? Jimmy, you're not even answering. You're just saying hi to all the people you know. Yes, we stole a lot of your fans. We're babysitting them, okay? Could you answer the question, Jimmy Conrad? Do you think I'm right? Which is really the only answer that's needed. Is Yarmolenko a Ukrainian? I mean, only reason David Moyes is doing well is because he doesn't have any superstars. And if West Ham does really well, stays in the top four, goes to Champions League, and goes out and buys big names, will he be less effective? The Jameson is starting to hit me.
Yeah, when Alexis is drunk, he gets really angry at David Moyes. It happens all the time.
Dude, ever since that one date. Benrahma maybe? You know what I mean? Like, there's no big names here. And I think that's his secret weapon.
Okay. all right. Look, they're doing well. Props to them. Who knows why, but he's getting a new contract, and he's going to probably be at West Ham for a little bit. So West Ham.
Felipe Anderson. Don't you bring my cousin into this. Jimmy Conrad said, I agree with Alexis. He's always right. Thank you.
Okay. Jimmy Conrad. Hitting us with that verified partner badge right here in the chat from Jimmy. Okay. Flexing.
Glenster said we need a call-in voicemail line. We should do that, yo. We should do like a WhatsApp group where you could put like voice notes in and we'll play it on the show.
Oh, yeah. That might be a good idea.
You have to figure out a way for me to be able to hear it, though.
But people are going to have our phone numbers if we do that. We need to find a way to do that without giving away our phone number.
Yeah, because we don't trust none of y'all.
Pink Floyd said Discord. Okay, that's an option, too.
Oh, yeah. We could do Discord.
Okay. Okay, a lot of Baba Booey's in there. Okay, make Google numbers. Can you sign up to WhatsApp with a Google number? Is that
about Bing numbers?
I'm Bing Voice, like Gully voicemail of the week.
We should do that.
Okay, yeah, we're gonna have to bleep out a lot. Okay,
you hear me? You beep 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 beep, beep. And then I'll beep beep beep.
All right, we should wrap up. We've been going now for a bit. Everybody listening to the podcast, thank you so much for joining us. Let's see how Nutmeg is doing. Nutmeg is doing well.
I feel like your girl comes in and just moves the bed a little bit.
Just adjusts him. Just rotates. It's time for a nutmeg rotation.
Wait, hold on. Robert from LA gave us a link of David Moyes speaking Spanish.
Oh, okay.
I can only imagine how terrible this is.
Yeah, let me, let's play it. Why not? Okay, let me do that. Hold on. I got to bring it into being. You know how it is.
Yeah, not bad.
Let's see.
What he is goes it? Cuatro at teams.
Wait, he's speaking. Oh, wait, he's speaking in English, obviously, here.
Oof. This is uncomfortable.
Okay, and I just want to clap for the people listening. It says, funny, you know, the title of the YouTube video says, funny, David Moyes, quote unquote, speaking Spanish during press conference. All right, I mean, you're giving him a lot of credit. He has, you know, he paid attention in like sixth grade and pretty much stopped there.
Muyo bueno. football.
Udegardo.
Udegoy. Imagine he says it perfectly, and we're like, get the fuck out of here. Fuck out of here, David Moyes.
Oh, my goodness. So, all right, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning into another Prem Show. We appreciate it. Yes. And we're back here every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. If you're listening to the podcast, leave a review on iTunes. Do not hesitate. Do that right now.
Hit us with the 5 stars, though.
And follow us on Twitch, eltwitch.com. Come through. And, and also sponsored by Manscaped. Go to manscaped.com and use
code. Heard it at the beginning of the show if you're listening to this podcast.
And use the code GULLY21 for 20% off and free shipping. So make sure to support. You'll be supporting the show. All right. Always fun. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody in the chat. It's the livest chat. On Twitch, bro.
It's the funniest chat in all of Twitch.
Yeah, and follow us on all social media channels as well. You can see it there on the chat. Follow us on Instagram at @SoccerCoolians, on Twitter. We do a lot of fun stuff there as well. Okay. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. We appreciate it. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerreros.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!
Yes.